From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Kara Thomas.
And I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. Last year, the Economic Development Authority, or EDA, obtained a grant to have a third party evaluate the success and necessity of the organization. The preliminary analysis is in, and so far the result is mostly positive.
A small audience was on hand Tuesday evening, July 20th, to hear what Neil Lynchide had to say about the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, or EDA. Lynchide is the one who's been working to evaluate the organization over the last several months. He won't release his full report until early August, but he's reached some pretty significant conclusions so far.
You have this institution that was created, and it has a purpose, and it has powers, and it can do things in your community. Is this a useful thing? I'm happy to feel comfortable saying yes. Having an EDA is a useful thing. It allows you to take on large projects and take risks for economic development.
Overall, Lynchide sees the EDA as doing worthwhile work in the community. He pointed to success with low-income housing rehabilitation and even gave his support for the Cedar Grove Business Park development in Grand Marais, a project that has left the city with significant debt and has yet to really take off as was originally hoped.
It seems as if you have a very positive future with that business park to look forward to. It has great potential for future development. There's still time that needs to take place to show those benefits. And in the report, I'll have several things that I'll be providing to you to help you document that so that as that project grows and matures, you'll be able to say definitively in another 10 years, this is the impact that it has been, and this is how things have changed as a result of this.
Lynchide was less comfortable giving an opinion about Superior National Golf Course. He says that to really understand its impacts on the local economy, a separate study would have to be done.
When you're looking at recreation activities, the most challenging thing to find is whether people are coming to do that recreation or whether they're doing that recreation because they're already here. And it seemed to me that there wasn't a lot of evidence or data to tell me either way, which it was, whether people were coming to play golf or not. So what we can rest on is that last year around 19,000 rounds of golf were played. And I think whether you have a number or not, as I talked to people, they said that has been a benefit, that people do come and they do spend money.
There are areas where the EDA could do better, says Lynchide, including engaging and listening to the community.
Over the 10 years that I looked, there hadn't been invitations to other groups to participate in economic development, or the community for that matter. The community has had opportunities to participate in public hearings and to come to your meetings, but there hasn't been a deliberate effort to reach out to other people with other ideas in the community.
Lynchide also says the EDA could be better at following up on leads and suggestions.
There have been people that have come to this group and said, I have an idea for economic development that I'd like to pursue, but follow up with those leads and things like that hasn't seemed to take place. I hope that in the future you'll look at that and see those as great opportunities where people are reaching out to you. There also hasn't been a really clear, deliberate guide on where things are heading.
Lynchide's full report is expected to be available after July 31st. The EDA plans to post a link to the report on the county website.
City School Board and Hospital Board filings begin August 3rd. Offices open for the City of Grand Marais are for one mayor and two city councilors. Filing is at City Hall from 8 a.m. Tuesday, August 3rd to 5 p.m. Tuesday, August 17th. Candidates for Hospital Board and ISD 166 file during the same time period at the Cook County Courthouse. Hospital Board Districts 1, 3, and 5 are up for election. The incumbents are Sharon Bloomquist, Howard Abrahamson, and Tom Spence Sr., respectively. Three positions are open for ISD 166. Incumbents are Mary Sanders, District 3, Eric Kemp, District 1, and Bill Huggins, District 5. Candidates will compete in the November 2nd general election. The primary election is August 10th. That will determine which county commissioner candidates in districts 3 and 5 will appear on the November ballot.
According to a report from the Department of Veterans Affairs, the 576 Cook County vets received over $1.5 million in benefits during the most recent reporting year, 2008. That makes for an average of over $2,700 per veteran. The benefits include pensions, vocational rehabilitation, education, and medical. Veterans' benefits reflect both federal and state dollars. With the recent resignation of Veterans Service Officer Richard McKenzie, the county will begin posting the opening at 15 hours a week on a flexible schedule. According to County Personnel Director Janet Simonen, the last two Veterans Service Officers felt they worked well within the abbreviated schedule.
Five states are suing the federal government and Chicago's Water Department in federal court, demanding stronger action to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. According to the Associated Press, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania filed the lawsuit Monday, July 19th, in U.S. District Court in Northern Illinois. The lawsuit seeks an order to close Chicago shipping locks and gates that could provide a pathway to Lake Michigan for the voracious fish. The U.S. Supreme Court twice refused this year to order the locks closed, but state officials say the situation has become more urgent since a live Asian carp was found within a few miles of Lake Michigan in June. The suit also asks for an expedited study of permanently separating the Great Lakes and Mississippi River basins. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Kara Thomas.